Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck, I'm John Schaefer, and this week's picks feature an unlikely solo instrument, a new take on big band music, and an indie rock saint. With all due respect, an album of solo viola music doesn't usually get the pulse racing, but no one's going to be making viola jokes after hearing Nadia Sirota's First Things First. It's a collection of recent works for solo viola, many featuring other sounds, whether live or pre-programmed. This etude is by the rapidly ascending New York composer Nico Muhly, one of three that violist and sometime WNYC host Nadia Sirota has recorded. On the same record are two works each from young composers Marcos Balter and Judd Greenstein. This piece, The Night Gatherers by Judd Greenstein, also features the Chiara String Quartet, but Nadia Sirota proves she can do it unassisted on Greenstein's solo viola piece, Escape, again from her album, First Things First. Modern big band music can often seem like swing-era nostalgia. Not for New York composer and Nadia Sirota label mate Darcy James Argue. His band, Secret Society, has just released its debut album, which mixes jazz, funk, rock, and classical music into a heady urban cocktail. That's Darcy James Argue's Secret Society. The new album by this big band is called Infernal Machines. As you'll hear in this next cut, at times the album seems haunted by the ghost of the late Charles Mingus. Darcy James Argue is a witty, highly opinionated blogger, and he clearly has something to say as a band leader and composer as well. Again, the album is called Infernal Machines. Our final pick comes from St. Vincent. That's the stage name of singer, songwriter, and guitarist Annie Clark. 2 years ago, her debut made a big splash in the indie world. Her follow-up is called Actor, and it doesn't disappoint. Just like an amnesiac, trying to get my senses back. Laughing with a mouth of blood from a little spill. Clark is a conservatory-trained musician who's played behind artists like Sufjan Stevens and the Polyphonic Spree. And she flexes a lot of compositional muscle on this record, but it's still fun to listen to Clark wring a lot of neo-shoegaze sounds out of her guitar. The album is called Actor, the second release from the artist known as St. Vincent. And those are our picks for this week. You can see past picks and get more information on the Soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Still to come on Soundcheck today, Patrick Watson and the Wooden Arms perform live in our studio, and Patrick will talk about the unusual instrumentation on his latest record. This is Soundcheck. You're listening to a repeat broadcast of Soundcheck.